I've got something special to show you.
We have something special.
Very special.
Something very special.
Special show?
Oh, the show. Sorry. Something special happened.
Saving it for a special occasion, and you're pretty special.
You are something special.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you.
And here is the one and only...
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
And our thing these days is dealing with the aftermath of these terrible situations, with the flash flooding, with the loss of life, with the work being done now to try to get our lives back in order. It's been quite a week here. It's been quite a week. Got a very special guest for you here who wrote a song, a very popular song about what happened here in the Wheeling area, Triadelphia, Elm Grove, everywhere. We'll be talking with him shortly. By the way, we are doing a Facebook live stream of our show today. And so if you would like to see the show and see our guest, then by all means, please do so. Go to Big Willie 105.5. Also, you can see it on my Dimitri page on Facebook. After the 8 o'clock news, we're going to be tackling the ugly rumors that have been circulating throughout Belmont County. It's the Belmont Buzz. The ugly rumors regarding St. John's Central Academy and the closing of this wonderful school. I have another very special guest for you, and we are going to be going there. We're going to be asking all the tough questions. We're going to be, it's going to be, you know, fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy morning. So please tell everyone in Belmont County that all those rumors that you heard regarding the closing of the St. John Central Academy School, we're going to be addressing that. And we've got a very, very special guest who will help us do just that. But in this first hour, his name is Ryan Jay. Now, Jay's his middle name. Your last name is actually what now?
My last name is Quorum.
Okay. Why do you go by Jay instead of Quorum?
Jay is my middle name. And it's much easier for people to recognize me. My last name is kind of hard to pronounce.
It is kind of hard to pronounce, yeah. So I can go with the J. So our very special guest here, I've known him for a good while now. He's been very involved in the Trump Nation and MAGA Nation and the Trump movement here in the Valley, and is also has a had, maybe still has, a show on a podcast on YouTube. And what's the name of that one again, please?
It's Conservative Corner Entertainment 2 on YouTube.
All right. And out of blue, oh, and you also own a tire company too, right?
I do. Steel River Tires and More Incorporated in Rayland, Ohio.
All right. And I hear they're a very good tire company.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You'd be a little more enthusiastic about that. Could you not, and this is really a shame on us, but if you could kind of sit still in your chair because it's squeaking because I gave you a bad share. Didn't even realize I gave you a bad share. I'm sorry. That squeaking that you're hearing is not the rats that normally come in here to pick up all the crumbs that are left here. But in fact, it was just a squeaky chair. Anyway, so let's shift gears here. It's something very serious. Out of the blue, I find out that our dear friend here, Ryan Jay, wrote and created and performed a song about the tragedy here that happened in the Wheeling area, Triadelphia, Elm Grove, everywhere else around here. And it was like, well, let me find out about this. And the song is called Power of the Water. And it was like, well, okay, good for him that he wrote that and performed it. But I started noticing the reactions that he was getting on Facebook. And it was unbelievable. It was absolutely unbelievable. We're talking thousands and thousands of likes and shares, and I'm going, holy God, this is unbelievable. We've got to get this guy on the air as soon as I'm back on. I'm on live Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So first thing, you're the man. First thing Monday morning, back on the air, you're the guy. And I've got a little surprise for you. I'll tell you a little bit later what the surprise is. But first, tell me about who is Ryan
J. You know, I grew up in Rayland, Ohio. I've been a victim of flooding myself. So seeing this flooding and devastation in Ohio County really kind of hit home for me in a way, to where I wanted to write this song for them.
Where was this flooding for you? What happened?
It was 2005 in Rayland, Ohio. I believe it was during Hurricane Ivan. We lost everything we had in our home. Our home was irreparable.
So you lost your home too?
We did.
This the family home?
Yes, sir.
So where were you when this happened? Were you in the home or did you evacuate?
We stayed as long as we could, and then we fled to higher ground, to family. And there was no making it back home for about a week. We got back home to find everything pretty much destroyed.
How old were you?
I was about 10 years old.
How did you feel?
Scared. it was a really scary thing to see the water coming up closer and closer and closer to the house. And when we had to leave, I knew things were bad. When we came back, like I said, half of everything was gone. The home was irreparable, and we didn't know what to do. We stayed in a hotel for a while. We stayed with family for a while until we bought a house in Rayland.
Where was this house in Rayland?
So where we got flooded was near the Buckeye Local High School, which is a known flood zone. And we moved to Main Street in Rayland on the brick road in the middle of town.
And do you still have thoughts about that flooding? Do you have nightmares?
I do. Actually, I think about it all the time. Every time I see it rain, that kind of goes through my head. Wow.
So you lost everything?
I did. Baby pictures, things of that nature, personal belongings, things that you just can't get back.
Like what?
I had baby pictures. And as a matter of fact, there's a certain memory of my father taking me on a four-wheeler when I was 3 years old. Just nice and easy around the yard, set me on the gas tank. And we had a picture of that got totally destroyed. So that's kind of a memory that is in my head now.
And was there any loss of life?
There was not, fortunately, that I'm aware of. I believe maybe there was one person from Tiltonsville, Ohio. I can't remember his name now, but I think there was one person.
Okay, but nobody in your family?
No, sir.
Okay, your neighbors also had to evacuate?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and how did that affect you growing up and now as an adult? Do you look at life differently? Does it have any impact?
I do. I can remember tying a rope from our house to the neighbor's house, somebody else doing it, and that's kind of how we got out of the house. We had to hold on to the rope and string ourselves along. So now, me being 30 years old plus, like I said, it really hits home. So when I see this flooding and this devastation, I really know firsthand how it affects somebody, how it affects a community and a family, and it's partly why I wrote this song. I wanted to do everything I could to try to help these people who were affected in Ohio County.
Okay. And when did you first realize that this was not just rain? This was going to be something catastrophic?
I think it was Saturday night, June 14th. We seen the rain coming down. And in Rayland, Ohio, where I live, it didn't rain very much at all.
Right.
So when I started seeing the Facebook posts and the news broadcasts, I was totally mind blown. So I started looking up the rain and the flooding, and I found out that Wheeling Creek was rising out of its banks rapidly, and I instantly felt for those people.
And when did you realize that this was going to be a major catastrophic event?
It was Sunday morning, actually, when I seen all the Facebook posts, and I really started looking, and it just totally broke my heart, which was, again, part of the inspiration for this song.
Okay. Did you know anybody?
I did. I know several people there. Carly Dittmer, she's one of them. I'm glad that she wasn't affected.
It didn't affect Fulton. Did not affect Fulton.
No.
No, no. But did you know any people who were directly affected by the flash flooding?
I didn't personally. Since I've released the song, I've met several of them, and excellent people.
What do they say to you?
They're very touched, and I'm very thankful that my song was able to do this for them in a time of need. They felt inspired felt a feeling of hope that they were not alone, as I say in the song.
Okay. I've got the lyrics here. May I read the lyrics to our listeners?
Yes, sir.
All right. And by the way, I'm terrible when it comes to reading. I'm just absolutely awful. So feel free to correct me whenever there's any kind of a screw-up here. And there are probably going to be a lot of screw-ups here. All right. They were all tucked up in their beds, pleasant thoughts running through their heads, hanging out in the house, just sitting on the couch, watching TV on a rainy night in Wheeling, West Virginia, praying for God to be with you when the rain came. But what they didn't know was the power of the water. With 4 inches in 40 minutes, cars stuck under bridges, roads torn to shreds, houses washed away, at the end of the day, it took it all. Through the heart of this small community, now we're seeing unity, the Ohio Valley way. Neighbors coming together, total strangers helping each other, like real Americans do. They say it took the lives of 8 men, women, and kids. The water don't discriminate. The power of the water. It flooded Wheeling Creek, took houses brick by brick in less than 40 minutes. In less than 40 minutes, lives were turned upside down, but there's good people all around from a bunch of little towns come together to help each other out. We will rebuild each other up with our arms and our truck and a lot of big hearts. The power of the water, the power of the water, the power of the water. It's more than you can imagine, stronger than you can fathom when there's just too much. We pray for the folks down in Wheeling. I can't imagine that feeling. Watching it all get washed away, feeling helpless. Just know right now, there's good people all around, and you ain't alone. You ain't alone because we got your back. That is just the way we act around here. Through a flood or any struggle, we will help each other. That's what we do. And if it's all right with you, we all pray for you. Well done, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Well done indeed. Now, you might be wondering, well, why aren't you playing the song, Dimitri? Why just the lyrics? Well, the reason is because of Facebook. Our Facebook live stream, I've had all sorts of problems with Facebook over the years. Anytime I play any sort of music, it gets muted. They claim that I don't have royalty rights and this, that, and the other. And frankly, it's just not worth the risk, even though you own the song. Now, right. You're nodding your head. Now, your song is actually on Facebook. Why did they not mute your song?
I'm not entirely sure. As you've spoken about, they've done the same thing with me before.
Yeah.
With music that I've shared. And
But I do have some good news for you regarding this song, and I'm going to tell you that right after this short break. Download the River Network app. That's River Network. Download that, and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. Now, on Thursdays and Fridays, you hear Dimitri encore in dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network. Again, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And you can also see the Facebook live stream here of our show. You can see it on Big Willie 105.5. You can also see it on the Dimitri profile page. So feel free, include comments if you like. And then also share this if you want. More with a very special guest, Orion J., the writer and the performer of Power of the Water. It's a huge, huge hit here in the Valley, all over Facebook. And in fact, I've got two bits of good news for you after the break. I've got two, not just one, but I have two. So we've got that. Also, if you know anybody in Belmont County who is concerned about the closing of St. John's Central Academy and concerned about all the ugly rumors that are swirling around Belmont County, the Belmont buzz, we will address them with a very special guest after 8 o'clock this morning.